Well, good morning. And yes, you are listening to The Morning Show this Monday. This is an extra Monday, December 16th Morning Show, because we are in the middle of our end of the year giving appeal time, and we wanted to come on. I'm Susie Prez, and I'm here with my guest co-host, Julie Prezinski. She's not a guest co-host. She's my co-host today. So hi, Julie.
Hello, Susie, and hello, Sandpoint.
So what do we have planned today?
Well, today we have two of our newest underwriters coming in later in the morning to talk about their businesses and why they underwrite with KRFY. But mostly we're here just to remind everyone this is our end of the year appeal. We really appreciate all the support and everybody being involved in KRFY 88.5, and would love to include more people. So come on.
So this is kind of like I said, a special Monday morning show. And our guests, as you said, our newest underwriters, it's Carol Curtis with Curtis LLC and Pete Hicks with Sandpoint Curry, formerly known as Curry in a Hurry. But before we get to that, they'll come in quite a bit later. We're also going to be talking about the amazing program schedule that we have and why the local programs really make community radio what it is here in Sandpoint, Idaho, and how fortunate we are to have a community radio station. So we're kind of celebrating community radio here at 88.5 KRFY. But everyone wants to know what the weather is going to be, so I'll just let you know from the National Weather Service, currently it's 28 degrees out. Today we have a slight chance of snow and patchy freezing fog with a high of 33. Tonight, patchy freezing fog with a low of 22. And the wind chill right now is 20 degrees, just so you know that. A slight wind out there, about 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow, patchy freezing fog, mostly cloudy with a high of 37. And Tuesday night, we have a low of 24, mostly cloudy. I see Wednesday night and Thursday, 70 to 80% chance. And then on through the weekend, the same things. Either snow or rain, depending on the temperature. So that's what we can expect.
I'm glad to hear a little chance of snow anyway.
I just also want to remind folks that all week we have special morning shows lined up for you during this season of giving, and are reaching out to our listeners to make that extra special gift to KRFY. And by the way, you can go to our website. I'll just throw it out there several times today, krfy.org. There is a secure PayPal button. Make a donation. Just that little extra bit makes a difference. If everyone who loves community radio gave a little extra something this year, this time of year, that'd be great. So all weekend, we'll get to what's going to happen on our other morning shows during the week a little bit later, but we do have special morning shows all week to celebrate community radio. A little bit of news from the city of Sandpoint. We wanted to let people know a couple things, didn't we, Julie?
Yes, we did. I just was coming downtown and almost blew through the new stop sign at First, and we think it's Oak, or it could be Main, whatever that street is there. And that's a new stop sign there, which will surprise you when you come downtown, but it's okay, slows you down. No worries there.
So it's a three-way stop right there in front of the Panada.
Yes.
Okay. And the other four-way stops, I almost went through one too. There's the church and Fourth right by the post office.
Yes.
There's the one on Division.
The new one on Division on Pine and Division.
That's really helped traffic.
I think so too.
So that was a smart one. And then there's the one on Cedar, and I think it's Third. I've also watched people go straight on through. But the biggest thing that I've noticed downtown, well, it's really nice that we can be downtown now, but is that some people go way too fast around those corners. So I think 20 miles per hour or less is real smart, especially this time of year. A lot of shoppers.
Yes, and slowing down on the highways, period, because of the freezing fog and not bad visibility, it's just a good idea.
So one of the ways that we're celebrating community radio here in North Idaho at 88.5 KRFY is Julie and I. We thought we'd take a look at our program schedule and what's great about it. It's kind of amazing. It's a hidden secret for some people. But we have, I think, about 19 local volunteer broadcasters, up to 30. But those local broadcasters, those 19, have their own shows. So we're just going to kind of go through and let you know about our local shows. Well, we might as well start with the morning show.
Might as well.
We have, tell us who our hosts are, Julie.
Hosts for the morning show are Julie Calamine, Phil Hugh on Tuesdays, Chris Bessler and Susie here on Wednesdays, and Jim Healy and Jack Peterson on Thursdays. Co-hosts sometimes Carrie Logan, Jean Girth, and me, Julie Prochinski. We sit in when there's a need, and I was listening last week to the morning show, and it was such a great week of shows. The book clubs at the library were on with Phil and Julie.
Okay, well, so that was Mike Bauer on Thursday with Jim and Jack.
That was Jim and Jack.
I want to let people know that I listened to that. I got very excited. So I joined that book club and I went and picked up my book, and it's going to be really exciting. So I got informed. I got inspired to do something here in my community, just as an example.
I was inspired too. It was a great show. Also, the Audubon bird count was talked about. I think Rich was in for that. And then also, Representative Sage Dixon was here Wednesday to talk with Susie and Chris. Last year, there were over 100 guests on the morning show just in 2019. It was a great, great year for local interest and local shows.
You know, last week, the KRFY was a featured speaker at the Rotary Club. And one of the things I had noticed when we're looking around the room, and even some of the underwriters and folks got up and testified to the fact that they love the station and these local shows. And a lot of the organizations come on to our show and they're grateful that we're here. So they can tell us and our community of listeners about their organization, an event that they might have. And so we're getting to be known as a good broadcaster of local events and information. I also wanted to say that when Representative Dixon was here, last Wednesday, he gave us a picture of what's coming up in the legislative session that's coming up January 6th. So it kind of helps us connect to Boise and what our representatives are up to and what they anticipate will be some of the major issues coming up. So I always think that's interesting. And one of the things that Chris and I do with the Wednesday morning show during the election cycle and coming up, it's the primaries. We will bring in local candidates that are in contested races to talk in the studio together and discuss what the issues are that they think are important so that we keep our electorate educated, not educated, but informed.
Local decision. Every election period, they come on Wednesdays on Susie's and Chris's show usually, and that's a great informational show.
And as a precursor to that, or at least as an addition to that, KRFY, in partnership with Keoki and the Sandpoint Reader, hosts candidates forums throughout the election cycle when it's appropriate. And those are always well attended, so we are happy to do that.
Yes.
To keep people informed.
That's right. Sundays is one of our best days for local broadcasters. We have our newest show with Dr. Julie Guyon with the Gospel Music Mix early in the morning. And at noon, Harriet Pink in the morning after. That's Ricky Witte. She's a lot of fun. 4 o'clock, Blues Hours with Bob Aldrich. Once a month from 5 to 7 on the fourth Sunday Showtime is another new host, Don Childress. That's a fun show. Does the Broadway musicals, my favorite.
I'll just give you a little preview of what's coming up this Sunday, which will be the fourth Sunday Showtime, and that will be on December 22nd. with Don Childress, Fourth Sunday Showtime. It's going to be The Lion King.
Ooh, lots of good music there. Later that evening is Songs, Voices, and Poems with Jackie Henry on. And I have to tell you, if you haven't gone to her webpage and seen what she does to put into her program, it's wonderful. She has a great, great program on KRFY exclusively. And then 8 o'clock, the evening, our local broadcasters end with Jazz Over Sandpoint with John Royans, which is also a great, great show.
And when you're talking about Jackie's show, Songs, Voices, Poems, I always think of it as an art project because it is so beautifully put together, a balance of her thoughts and subjects. I think this coming week it's called Asking, or that was maybe last night. But that is an amazing show. And so broadcasting can be an artistic endeavor, right, Julie?
Yes, it can. I imagine the amount of time all our broadcasters put into their shows is immense. They do a wonderful job. Tuesdays and Friday evenings is the Norwester with our favorite host, Jack Peterson. He does all local music, and local being Spokane, Missoula, all around BC.
He even includes Portland and Seattle.
Well, he goes that far out. That is local.
Especially if they've performed here in Sandpoint. So they become part of our local area.
Yes, they bring their music with them, and we get it. A lot of times they donate their music to us because they come in here for Susie's show,
Between the Notes, which is sometimes, but I do like to interview live musicians.
Yes, she does.
It's a special deal.
If you go to the library, you can see all the musicians that she's interviewed in the last year in our little display in the foyer there, and it's great how many musicians have come in and talked to Susie about their music.
The last ones that came in, the Shook Twins.
Of course.
And John Craigie. And that's, like, I have to tell you, it's always fun. And I always give them name tags so that I know which one's Caitlin, which one's is Lori. They didn't perform this time. And then right after them, it was Holly McGarry and her partner, Chris. And, you know, that was such a special time at Thanksgiving.
That is great music. Wednesdays is Hump Day Cafe with Velma, Queen of Fun. And that's a seasonal show, but it's fun no matter what time of year you hear it.
So she's live from late spring until kind of late fall. And then she moves to the south, physically leaves the area. But we have a big library of her special picks, song picks. So from 7 to 9, we still are playing Velma's favorite songs. And so it's the recorded Velma.
There you go. Thursdays is one of our most exciting new programs because this year the Cedar Post at the high school is hosting the Thursday show at 3 o'clock, and they call it CP at 3, and talk all about what's happening in the high school and their music.
And since we're talking about the high school, the voice of the high school, we've been working on this for years to get that component, and we're open to more young folks having shows here at KRFY. But I want to give a shout out to Ryan Baumgartner, who started it all. He came in with, what was the name of his show? Well, we'll think of it in a minute. And then it became the Cedar Post, took it on for this year. But Ryan last year was, we can't think what it was.
I know 3 o'clock was in there.
3 o'clock rush.
3 o'clock rush. Yeah. That was it.
And it really set the tone for having that voice. And the thing I'm hearing from people like us, old folks, older folks, is they love the music because we don't get to hear that music unless we're hanging out with young people, which we don't get to do all the time. But at 3 o'clock on Thursdays, we get to hang out with the high schoolers right here at 88.5 KRFY. So we really appreciate the fact that Will Love, as the advisor, Emmy Lynch and Connor Bird, student producers of the CP at 3, have taken up and picked KRFY as their broadcast platform.
That's great to have them on board. We were so excited to get the high school involved. like Susie said, she has been working on that for a long time. And Ryan made it happen, too. Moving on, Thursdays is Jim's Folk Show. Jim Healy hosts that at 9 o'clock, and that is, he is a big, big
expert, aficionado,
yes,
lover of folk.
He is, and he's fun to listen to, has a lot of information, a lot of knowledge about folk. Then we move on to Saturdays, our decades programs, the 50s and 60s with Bob Hahn, 70s and 80s with Mike Bauer, and that is fun. We miss our 60s guy.
Jerry Warren.
Yeah. He did a wonderful job with the 60s, and we really do miss him. Bob's taken that up. But it's fun to listen to all that era music. When Mom was here this summer, we listened to the 50s and 60s, and she thought it was so fun.
Well, Julie, speaking of the 50s and 60s music, and friends of Sandpoint of Community Radio here at 88.5 KRFY, last Friday, someone called in and left a message named Jackie.
Jackie.
And Jackie requested a song, This Magic Moment, the Drifters wrote it, but she wanted the Warren Zevon
version.
So we don't have that. We can get that later. But so, Jackie, here's your pick. This Magic Moment. We're going to take a quick song break and come back and talk about our national syndicated shows and some other projects that we have going and programs that are available on our community radio station right here at 88.5 KRFY. This is your listener-supported community radio station. It is commercial-free. So here is the Drifters' This Magic Moment for Jackie. And that was the Drifters' This Magic Moment. And that was, we're sending that out to Jackie by request. This is 88.5 KRFY. This is a special Monday morning show in celebration of community radio here at 88.5 KRFY again. And I'm Susie Prez here with Julie Przinski.
Hello, everyone.
And we are celebrating by giving you a picture of what we're doing here at this community radio station. So, besides this, that beautiful lineup of local broadcasters, and once again, keep in mind that those broadcasters that put in all that time and energy you were talking about, Julie, are volunteers. They are dedicated. I sometimes wonder why we do this, but there's something about it, really sharing information with our community over the airwaves. And so besides our local shows, we have nationally syndicated news and music. Why don't you start somewhere and tell us about that a little bit?
I'll do that. Our big shows are, of course, Democracy Now! In the mornings. Amy Goodman's on that. And Letters and Politics in the evening with Mitch Jezerik. And both those shows are so insightful. I listened a little bit last week knowing I was going to come on the show this morning, and I thought, well, I'll highlight what just happened last week on our national shows. Beginning with David Barsamian with Alternative Radio. That's Monday at 6 o'clock. And he was talking about, he had a debate on humanitarian intervention. Where else do you ever hear anything about humanitarian intervention? It was very interesting. He had both sides of the issue, and they went all over the place. He's a neat guy. Remember, he was here in January and spoke at the library. We hosted that.
Sold out crowd.
Yes, that was very, very interesting.
Although it was a free show.
He's a great guy. He always calls us if he's going to be in the area so he can include us, KRFY, on his stops. Another new show that we just got on was Bioneers. That's Wednesday at 6. That's another national podcast out of Minnesota. That was fascinating. It was a chemist who realized about 20 years ago, actually, that there was no green chemistry. When people go to college to learn chemistry, and get a degree in it, they never talked about the repercussions of chemistry. And he had started 10 years ago with he and his wife a green chemistry push so that they understand what they're making, what impact it has on the environment, and what impact it has on human health. There is no other place you would hear about green chemistry except KRFY. I was so excited when community radio came to town just for those kind of stories. And another one, Economic Forecast, is Friday nights at 5, and sometimes his views are a little extreme in some ways, but he talked about socialists and libertarians and the shared views they have, and that was fascinating. Talk about two different ends of the poles.
You know, you're going down the list of some of our syndicated shows, which is really amazing that we can even carry these, thanks to Pacifica Foundation that we subscribe to. But also, I just want to let people know our program schedule is on our website at krfy.org, and it's color-coded, so those syndicated news shows are a certain color. What color are they, Julie?
They're pink.
Oh.
Syndicated, yes.
They're the green ones.
They're the green ones. Our local shows are pink.
And then what do we have during the yellow times? It's this big part in the middle of the day. It's called
Otto's Eclectic Mix. And our music director, Jim Healy, finds the best music to put on that. New music, old music, all kinds of music. And he asks people to come in and share their music with us to put it on our library.
And they do.
And they
do. Recently, Ted came in with a bunch of music. Right. So we have all these shows. We have other programs in our lineup. We have our community podcast program. We have, and we didn't even touch all of the shows in our national syndicated. There's news and there's music shows. That one on Saturday, I think it's at 10 o'clock,
Wood Warblers Jazz. No, 10 o'clock, Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour out of the Tennessee, I believe. Mm-hmm.
And we rebroadcast that on, I think it's Thursday nights. Possibly?
Yes, it's Thursday nights.
Why don't I have
one? At 7 o'clock.
Okay. And then I just wanted to mention real quick before we move on, we do have guests coming in right around 8:30. We'll put on a song and then we'll bring them in. Our newest underwriters, that's Carol Curtis from Curtis LLC and Pete Hicks from Sandpoint Curry. So stay with us for that. We want to hear from them. But also, we have another syndicated show that just started. It's on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. It's called On Being with Krista Tippett. And if you don't get a chance, I highly recommend you try to take a moment and listen to that because it's outstanding. That's all I can say. It's on another level. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the community podcast program. Normally, we're just starting it. I think we're going to get some podcasts from Panhandle Animal Shelter. Mandy Evans let me know the other day that they've been working on those podcasts and they're ready to go. And so it's an opportunity for folks to make a one-time podcast or a series of podcasts. And we can be the broadcast component for those podcasts. And our listeners will benefit. And you wonder, all these folks that do this broadcasting here at KRFY, how do they do it? Because you have to engineer your own show. Well, we have training. And periodically throughout the year, we train new broadcasters. So you can give us a call at 208-265-2992 to find out more about that. And let's see, should we talk a little bit about funding? We're almost ready to bring in our guests. Actually, we're there. So I think we should hear a song. We can go into this funding sources and also our underwriting picture after our guests. You're okay with that?
Sounds good.
I do want to remind folks that we have a special event coming up. Julie, why don't you tell us about that, and then we'll put on a song and bring in our guests.
This Wednesday from 5 to 8, we're at the Idaho Poor Authority and having our annual meeting and fundraiser. It's a chance for everyone to meet our crew who hosts all their different programs. Come on down, have a beer, and raise money for KRFY Radio. We also, It'll be music provided by Marty and Doug. They're always playing at the Poor, and they're a wonderful, wonderful duo. And Pay at Brewing from Boise will be there with the beers.
Right. And when you say annual meeting and fundraising, it's really a fun evening. We know how to put fun in fundraising, believe me. So come on down, join us. It is our once a year time at the Idaho Poor Authority. Shout out to John and Vicky for hosting us.
Always.
So we're going to listen to a song and then bring in our guests. This song is Jackie DeShannon, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. Yep, that was Jackie DeShannon, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. And this is 88.5 KRFY. This is our listener-supported commercial-free community radio for North Idaho. And we're here on for a special morning show on this Monday, December 16th. I'm Susie Prez with my co-host, Julie Przyzinski.
Good morning, everyone.
Yep, we're back. And we're here with we have guests in the studio now. It's not just us, so... Who do we have, Julie?
We have Carol Curtis is here and Pete Hicks is here with Sandpoint Curry. And these two are our newest underwriters on KRFY. So it's wonderful to have you. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, and we want to first of all say thank you very much for being a very vital part of the support that makes community radio happen here in North Idaho. I sometimes think... I don't know if people realize how fortunate we are to have community radio station here in our little community, because most community radio stations are in large metropolitan areas. And I did go to a conference once, and there was a little tiny handful of us rural community radio stations. But it is folks like you that make the difference and make this all possible. So we want to thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be a part of it.
I'm excited.
Very good. So I guess we'll begin with Carol, starting with, tell us about your business. What is your business that you're underwriting with?
I sell real estate, so I'm a realtor. I've been selling real estate in Sandpoint, in Bonner County, and some in Boundary since 2006. And I've really always wanted to be an underwriter, so I'm just excited to make it happen this year in 2020.
Fantastic. We love having you on. And Pete, what is your business? And tell us a little bit about what you've got going.
I cook Indian curry, and Sandpoint Curry is the name of the business, but we're actually up in Ponderé. And just like Carol, I've been thinking about being an underwriter, getting more involved in the community in a bunch of different ways for many years, and just this is the first year that we've been able to do it, so super happy to be a part of it.
So when you say curry, I'm starving right now. tell us a little bit about how Sandpoint Curry came about here. What made you decide to open a business in this small community?
So my family and I moved here in 2013 in the summer, and I just kind of picked up a bunch of different jobs over 2 years, cleaning out woods for people, doing construction, different things. And then as we got more established, I was thinking, okay, longer term, what could we do? And I was born in India. I played in an Indian music band for 15 years. So spent a lot of time in India. And one of the things that happened while we were in India was nobody could cook in the band. And so we went and got lessons from some of our friends on how to cook Indian food. So after being here for a couple of years, noticed there wasn't any Indian food and said, well, maybe you could try that. So I started cooking one day a week at a rented a kitchen. And so that's how it was Curry in a Hurry initially. And now then we moved to Sandpoint Curry. Then I built a kitchen, moved to Ponderé. And now we're 2 days a week.
Oh, boy. I have to say it's knock your socks off curry, by the way. Oh,
thank you.
Just so everyone knows.
I agree.
Yeah, and we all agree, right?
Yes, we do.
And so how is the business going? How has the response been from the community?
It's great. I mean, I do Thursdays and Fridays up in the kitchen in Ponderé, and then do a lot of different things in the community. I work a lot with Maddox Farm Productions. And so that's really fun. That's kind of the stuff I like the most when I'm out in the community, meeting different people at different events. And, you know, Sandpoint's just amazing. The amount of, for a small town, the amount of community events that take place. I particularly like working with Rob and Maddox Farms because he's family focused. I've got a young family, and so a lot of his events have to they also include kids, which is great.
Were you at last Saturday night?
I was. I served curry there. Frostfest.
Frostfest. And also, do you hang out at Summerfest out at Eureka Farm?
Yeah, we served food on Friday at Summerfest last year, and I think we're going to be doing it again. It was a lot of fun.
So you must like cooking big vats of amazing food.
That's the great thing about curry is, you know, once you do all the chopping of the things that you're going to put in it, then it is a great kind of community style food. You can make big, big vats and serve lots of people.
Sometimes when I'm making a small batch of curry, I think about how it's not one can of coconut milk. It's a huge quantity
of
coconut.
It's a case of cans.
Case of cans.
Yeah.
Just on scale, Suze. Just on scale.
That's right. Keep it
the
simple.
The hardest part is carrying him into the kitchen.
Oh, there you go.
Do you have a phone number that we could reach you at, Pete?
Sure. It's area code 404-565-3131. Where I take most of my orders is actually on sandpointcurry.com. We have our full menu there, and now we just implemented you can pay online before you get to the kitchen to keep your time in the cold less.
Sounds great. And tell us where you are in Ponderé exactly.
We are next to the Panhandle Animal Shelter on Kootenai Cutoff Road.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Great. Now we're all hungry.
So folks could come in or call in and then pick up their curry.
Right. Or they can just drop by. And it usually takes me about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on what they order, to get an order together.
Does the menu kind of revolve around seasonal or?
I used to do it weekly, change it up weekly. Now I'm doing monthly. So that makes life a little bit easier for me.
So what's on the menu right now?
I've got Bangladeshi beef, which is a tomato-based curry, a beef curry. Butter chicken, which is a very famous North Indian curry. And coconut chicken, which is probably the thing people know me most for around here. Sag paneer, which is spinach and Indian cheese, and dal, which is a lentil dish.
Sounds wonderful. I don't know which one I'd pick. They all sound so good. Carol, back to you. Let's talk a little bit about why you decided to become an underwriter with KRFY.
Well, I just appreciate the other underwriters, and I really appreciate community radio, and I agree with Susie. I don't think it's that common that communities have, a community radio station. So I'm really proud of us and proud of you guys for having it be so effective and informative. And it just really helps me know what's going on. And so I just kind of been an enthusiastic supporter, but more just showing up at the events than being on a daily underwriter or monthly underwriter, what have you. So I'm just excited to go forward with that.
Oh, that's so great. We love having you on. Give us a little more information about your business. Do you have a web page or a phone number or somewhere people could reach you?
Sure. My phone number is 208-290-5947. And right now you can predominantly find information about me on the Century 21 Riverstone webpage. Mine is being revamped as we speak. It's really easy to kind of find me, actually. So there's a print ads that you'll see scattered in different magazines and newspapers sent through the community. And when you're a realtor, you can actually Google a person and find them. So, yeah, pretty easy to find.
Okay. Wow. So one of the things when you've been talking, it has really come to mind is when someone is a underwriter with KRFY, and as you said, Carol, you just really want to support the station. You do get a mention on the air, and it is not really an advertisement. It really just says who you are, how to contact you. And so it's kind of a really great partnership between the station and the business owner or the conservancy groups that we also have, nonprofits that are underwriters. So it's kind of a win-win all the way around. You get to support something you believe in, and we get to at least acknowledge that on the air. So we really super appreciate our underwriters.
Yes, we do. And thank you for supporting the programming, because that's what it's all about. It's the programming on community radio.
And we wondered, you know, you probably listen to KRFY, or you like the idea that we're here. Do you have favorite shows, Pete or Carol?
Well, I think my first experience with KRFY was with you, Susie. You were spotlighting local musicians, and that's definitely the thing that I'm most interested in, knowing who the people around town who are playing. So I really like how much KRFY focuses on the local music scene. So I try to stay tuned to those programs.
And we have an amazing local music scene, and we can thank Jack for really showcasing that. And when I get the opportunity to interview live musicians, I like to do it live, as we did with you. You came in with someone.
Kevin Doran. Yeah, and he just played at Jack Frost the other night, and he blew me away. It was just him and a guitar, and he had Travis Sherman backing him up on drums, just a little bit of percussion, and it was amazing.
I wish I had more time. I would do it weekly, and maybe that's another thing you'd like to do, even though you have four children, Pete. Help us broadcast more like live local music.
Yeah. I'm very interested in that, and love meeting local musicians. And there is so much art that comes out of Sandpoint. It's truly amazing.
Yeah. Celebrating our community and our community radio station. And Carol.
Well, I like everything from the alternative to the dead. I love the local people too. I kind of actually also really appreciate the interviews you do. Everything really from the people that are running from office to local nonprofit executive directors, because it gives us a chance to hear their voice versus just reading a press release or something like that. So I really like that, because it's so interactive, and it kind of also reminds us there's so much going on here that it's easy to lose track of the dates. I think, in fact, you guys have an event coming up here shortly that I got to get on my calendar, but there it is. All right, Susie's got it. You know, Wednesday at 5 o'clock at Port Authority. So, yeah, so it's just that kind of thing, trying to keep track of everything and hear the local insights. And there's everything that's going on. There's a fast moving area. We've got 1,000 initiatives on a regular basis. So,
yes, that's true.
So I appreciate that part of what you do also.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Underwriters for the station are the biggest piece of the pie for supporting KRFY. And so it's really great to have you on and hear all the good news. You know, it seems like businesses go through three phases. First, they want to succeed. Businesses start to succeed. Then they become community connected. So like Carol was talking about the community and everything that's going on in the community. And now you two have taken the next step, which is a community interest or giving back to the community in a way that supports and enhances the community. And that's great.
And when you say that Underwriters is the biggest pie of the pie, biggest portion of the pie,
yes,
of supporters for KRFY, it is true. You know, I went to a National Federation of Community Broadcasters conference at one point in time over in Olympia, and some of the bigger stations do not have the kind of underwriting support that we have. And we're really curious, even down in Spokane, KYRS does not have this kind of support, and we wouldn't exist without it. So I think we're extremely fortunate, and I love the partnership, and that's kind of why we wanted to bring our two newest in and say thank you, and thank you to all of our underwriters, because not every station has this kind of support from Underwriters.
That's what we've heard. Another thing that Underwriters can bring to the station is their causes. You know, like Pete brought his music interest and his musician here and made sure they came up here to talk to us about their concert that was coming on. And Carol, whatever your interests are as far as community nonprofits or anything like that, it brings another part of the nonprofit message in that businesses support nonprofits as well, and you have a chance to support both us and your other causes.
That's right. And when you say us, you know, I really am seeing two people sitting here, Carol Curtis and Pete Hicks from Sandpoint Curry, and you're part of us. This is us. This is a huge family that supports something that is news information that inspires and informs our community all the way around. So we have a lot to celebrate. And so, you know, come on out to the Poor Authority this Wednesday night. That's December 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. and celebrate with us, because it will be fun. And we need to have that interface, because a lot of times we're up here in the studio and I'm here with Chris on Wednesday morning, and it's like, okay, people are out there, and more people are listening to us on the website on streaming, and you can go to krfy.org and stream us anytime. Our morning shows are all podcasts, so they are put there on our website also after the show. We're recording right now, and broadcasting live.
Go ahead, Julie. I would like to mention, too, that if you can't stream off our website or it isn't working for you, go to TuneIn. Put a TuneIn app on your phone or on your computer, and it's just TuneIn, the word, and you can stream anything in the nation. You can stream podcasts. You can stream anything you want to listen to. Even if you're out of the area, you can listen to KRFY.
So any last words, Carol Curtis, that you'd like to just do a shout out, say hi to someone, whatever?
No, I just, you know, here's to 2020 being a good year.
Thank
you. The end of 2019, and hopefully everyone will come on December 18th, and yeah, we can clink our glasses and celebrate.
Definitely. Thank you. And Pete Hicks.
Well, this winter, we did it last winter, where we're giving away curry to any family, people who are having hard times. So I'd like to get that word out there. And if you know somebody who needs some help this winter out of work or just struggling to get by, just send them by Sandpoint Curry, and we're happy to feed folks this winter.
That's awesome.
Such great heart. Thank you, Sandpoint Curry, Pete Hicks. And we hope that you all both have a joyous and blessed holiday. And as the new year comes, that sun shines on all of us, right? That's my little poetic moment. We're going to actually go out with a little song. We're going to be back with some more of the morning show. But this song, I think you all appreciate it. It's John Prine, Summer's End. It's a beautiful song. And we'll be right back here at 88.5 KRFY. And that was John Prine's beautiful song, Summer's End. We're here live in the 88.5 KRFY community radio station to bring you a special Monday morning show. And I'm here. I'm Susie Prez with Julie Pershinsky.
Yes, we're here together doing our end of the year appeal. But just then we had our latest underwriters on, Carol Curtis and Pete Hicks with Sandpoint Curry, and we thank them for coming on and becoming our newest underwriters. Speaking of underwriting, we wanted to talk a little bit about the funding for KRFY. Underwriters is the biggest piece of the pie, as I mentioned, but also members. Members help support community radio in a very large way, not just with money, but with volunteers. All of our volunteer broadcasters are volunteer. So we don't have to spend any money for the broadcasting, which is a big savings to the radio and to the station and to our budget. So volunteer broadcasters and members who join the station. And finally, it's fundraisers. Speaking of fundraisers, this Wednesday at the Poor Authority, we have our annual end-of-the-year meeting and fundraiser. It's from 5 to 8. We'll have a silent auction. Marty and Doug are playing. Pay It from Boise is the beer that we make a little bit of money off of the sale of their beer, and they'll have some items there, too, for the raffle. So come on down to the Poor Authority on Wednesday. John and Vicki are always so great to all the nonprofits, helping us make our budgets at the end of the year, and it's our chance this time.
And they're also underwriters at KRFY, and when you're speaking about those volunteer broadcasters, we have volunteers at large, too, that are not broadcasters that make a difference. Folks that put up the posters, folks that come and stuff envelopes, folks that just make everything work, such as setting up the Poor Authority event. We're going to have a silent auction and things like that. But I want to just, we're almost out of time. I want to talk a little bit about some of the other morning shows this week and who the guests will be. This is our week of celebration. And also, before I get to that, when you talk about the different ways that this station is supported, you mentioned listener supported. This is very important component. So I want to encourage listeners right now, if you can give a little something, some monetary gift to the station right now so we can meet our end of the year budget, that would be fantastic. You can go to our website, krfy.org. There is a secure PayPal button. Just whatever you can give, we sincerely appreciate it. And it's vital.
Yes, it is. Or call 208-265-2992. We appreciate anything you can give. And thank you. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. Thank you. And so tomorrow on the morning show, Julie Calamine and Phil Huff will be meeting with those fantastic students from the Sandpoint High School Cedar Post. And they will be talking with Emmy Lynch, Shea Kilpatrick, and Connor Bird about the CP at 3 and how that's doing. That's a Cedar Post. This is the broadcast component of the Cedar Post. And I ought to tell you, Connor Bird brings that podcast in every single week, and it's here. Amazing what they're doing, the interviews and the music that he picks or they pick. And there are other guests will be Dave Hussey. He's a spokesperson for another underwriter here at KRFY. Lake Ponterey Waterkeeper, so we can hear how they're doing. On Wednesday, Chris Bessler and myself will be visiting with three local pastors to talk about the reason for the season. This has become something we do every year, so we're real excited. It's a fun time. Tune in Wednesdays at 8. And then Thursday, December 16th, Jack Peterson and myself will be broadcasting, and we'll be hosting two of our broadcasters, actually, two of our newer shows, Easy on a Wednesday Morning with Bernie Mosier, and also an underwriter and KRFY broadcaster, Julie Guyon. She has a new show called Gospel Music Mix with Dr. Julie, and she is an underwriter with I Care for You. So that's what we have lined up. We have just the right amount. Julie, this has been really fun having you across the board from me.
Thank you, Susie. It's been great being on, and I love community radio. I love KRFY, and I hope everyone else will support it and be part of it. Come on in.
Come on in. Come on down to the Idaho Poor Authority this Wednesday from 5 to 8 and celebrate with us, or go to our website and make a donation at krfy.org. And so we hope you have a beautiful day.
Yes, we do. It is a beautiful day out there.
And thanks for listening to this special edition of a Monday morning show. We're going to go out with Bruce Springsteen. This was your choice. What's
yes,
the name
it was.
Of the song, Julie?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Here you go.
Like only Bruce can play it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.